At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
I really don't think you could have asked for a better start against this Fayetteville team as we are starting the second quarter. Mountain Home leading the Lady Purple Dogs 23-11. It is Fayetteville's ball to start the second quarter. Bridges into the front court, throws it up top to Lyles. Over on the left side to Beck. Beck's dribbled down to the court, now goes in the lane for the layup. Good. Kariah Beck with 3 points. That's her first field goal of the night. Mountain Home's lead cut to 10, 23-13. We are 20 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Gilbert with it up the top, throws over to Jackson on the right. Was trying to get to Foreman. Ball was knocked away and was stolen by Beck. Mountain Home's first turnover of the evening. Here's Beck back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and good. Try Beck with two quick layups. And now Del Leonard's going to try to make sure that they don't get any momentum. He's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 7:21 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 23-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RFS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RFS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, I said earlier in this game, so far Mountain Home's only Achilles Hill is giving up the easy layups to Fayetteville, and Fayetteville's just had a couple back-to-back layups to cut Mountain Home's lead back to single digits. 23-15, our score with 7:15 as Martin walks the ball into the front court. And coming out of Mountain Home's first time out, Martin going towards the right corner, loses her footing as called for travel. Second turnover against Mountain Home. 7:10 left in this first half. An 8-point Lady Bomber lead. Here's Bridges into the front court. Now gives it to Goforth. Goforth's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup, and that one will go. Sasha Goforth with 6 points. 23-17. Mountain Home's lead all of a sudden cut to 6. Fayetteville on a 6-0 run, all off layups. Here is Gilbert with it up top. Dribbles over to the right side. Now gives it up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill down into lane. Going up for the running jumper. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Seda. She throws it to Beck quickly. Back the other way. Going up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Kariah Beck with 7 points. Gilbert back the other way as Mount Holmes leads cuts 4. An 8-0 run for Fayetteville right now. Gilbert with it up near the top. Now dribbles a little closer to the right wing. Now still dribbling. I thought she was about to go somewhere with it, but now she throws up top to Foreman, over to Payne on the left side. Payne picks up a dribble, gives it up top to Martin. 6 minutes left in the first half. Now Gilbert has it near the elbow. She's going in for the... I think they're going to call that well before the shot on the floor, but Gilbert's going to draw the blocking foul. Ariana Seda, her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Bulldogs. Aston Yates checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. 5:56 left to play in this first half. Gilbert inbounds it to Yates at the elbow. Now throws it to Martin. Now to Gilbert on the left side. Finds Yates on the low block. She's going to go up for the jumper off the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Lyles, who's quickly back the other way. Throws it to Bridges on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer in and out. No good. Lyles gets offense rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Caroline Lyles with her first basket. All of a sudden, Mountain Home's lead is cut to 2. It is a 10-0 run for Fayetteville right now. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Now throws over to Martin on the right side. 5:20 left in the first half. Martin has it. It's another man-to-man defense for Fayetteville. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. And now a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Fayetteville. Sasha Goforth picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bulls. 5:09 left to play in the first half. As Sydney Kincaid's going to be checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Ariana Seda. The two-point Mountain Home lead. Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Bombers. Throws it into Payne. Now gives it back to Gilbert on the low block. Now finds Martin on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Lyles. And back comes Fayetteville with a chance to either tie or take the lead. Lyles back quickly back the other way going in for the layup. No good. Rebound's knocked around. And ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Fayetteville's basketball with 4:50 left in this first half. 23-21, Lady Bombers leading it. Bridges will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Now gets in to go forth in the lane. She immediately puts up her basket. It counts, and she is fouled. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three, against the Lady Bombers. So go forth with the basket, and if she gets his free throw, Fayetteville will have the lead back. 4:40 left in the first half, and she gets a free throw. Sasha Goforth now with 9 points. And it is a 13-0 run for Fayetteville, and Del Naren wants another timeout. We'll break with 4:33 left to play in this first half. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 24-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain Home has yet to score in this quarter, and we are almost 3.5 minutes into it. 4:33 left in the first half. It is Fayetteville leading 24-23. The Lady Bulldogs on a 13-0 run. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Now she's going down towards the corner. Now back up to the wing. Finds Yates on the right corner. Dribbles towards the wing. Gives it there to Gilbert. Man-to-man defense once again for Fayetteville. Gilbert tries to throw it to Foreman. It passes, knocked away, and stolen by Fayetteville. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Finally controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. Less than 4 minutes left in this first half. A one-point Lady Bulldog lead. Martin in with it on the right wing. Gives it to Foreman at the elbow. Finds Yates on the lob pass, now kicks it out to Payne on the left wing. Gives it to Gilbert at the free throw line. She's going towards lane, now kicks out to Yates on the low block. Good look at a jumper, just would not go. And Beck gets the rebound. She has the ball knocked away, and the ball goes out of bounds. It was a good hustle by Aston Yates, but she couldn't save it from going out of bounds. Fayetteville will inbound it with 3.5 minutes left in the first half under their own basket. 24-23, Fayetteville leading it. Lauren Lindsay inbounding it, gets it to Cry Beck near the top. Now ball goes over to Allison Byers, who checked in a little bit ago. Now ball goes down in the paint to Kincaid, and she is fouled going up. She'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. So Sydney Kincaid at the free throw line for the first time tonight. With 3:21 left in the first half. First shot is up and in. It's her first point of the evening. Sasha Goforth and Eliza Williams checking in for Fayetteville, replacing Kariah Beck and Amy Bailey. Byers checks in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'7 junior. Kincaid's second free throw is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Goforth. She dribbles towards the wing. Now goes back in for the layup. Will not go, but she draws contact, and now she'll head back to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman with her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So Sasha Goforth at the free throw line, where she is so far 3 of 3 with 9 points. Goforth's first free throw's up, no good. She gets this next one, she'll be replaced by Emmy Bailey, who's set to check back in. Goforth's second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. So Sasha Goforth now with 10 points. 26-23. It is a 15-0 run right now for Fayetteville. Mountain Home has yet to score in this quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in, and that breaks Mountain Home's long drought. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. 26-25, Fayetteville's lead's cut back to one. Now back the other way, going up for the three-pointer was Lauren Lindsay, and misses everything, and Mountain Home gets the rebound. Gilbert back the other way with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Ball goes down to Yates in the corner, now down to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot, a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. Her shot will not go. She gets a rebound, but now she's going to be fouled. Much to the dismay of Vic Rimmer, he wants a jump ball, but he's not going to get that call. Lauren Lindsay picks up her first personal foul. That was the last foul Fayetteville has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 2:41 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 26-25. Emily Payne takes inbound pass on the right wing, throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin in the left corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first three-pointer of the night. She now has 7. And that is the fourth lead change of the night in this game. And, oh boy, Mountain Home almost come up with another steal, but Fable's able to secure it. Here is Lindsay within the corner. Now she dribbles out to the lane, trying to find Kincaid, I think, down a little block. Pass is well wide of her. And mass substitutions as Fable commits their third turnover of the night. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for Emily Payne, and several substitutions for Fayetteville. I think Kincaid's the only one that didn't come out for the Lady Bulldogs. 2:15 left to play in this first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 28-26. Gilbert with it up at the top. Finds Yates on the right side. Now dribbling to the top. Yates picks up a dribble, gives to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert's going to dribble down. Finds Foreman all by in the lane, all by herself. Good! And a great Foreman with the layup. Now a double figures for 10 points. Back the other way. Here's Lyles going in for the layup. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Emma Martin. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to increase their lead.
Give her the ball.
It is a 7-0 run right now for Mountain Home. Here is Foreman throwing it over to Jackson on the left side. Now Jackson's going to dribble, throw it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble. Somebody called for the travel. She sure did. Just shove her feet just a little too much. Emily Payne's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Addison Yates. Cindy Kincaid's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Sasha Goforth. 28.7 seconds left. Fayetteville with the ball. Mountain Home leading 32-28. Here is Bridges into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. 17 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Lyles. Down into the right corner to Goforth. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Jackson. 7 seconds left. Mountain Home with one last chance to increase their lead. Jackson drills to the left wing. Throws it to Martin. Going to put up the long three-pointer. No good. And that's the way this first half is going to end. Kudos to Mountain Home against a very good Fayetteville team. They had gone quiet, but they've come back and taken the four-point lead to end this first half. Our score after two quarters of play, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 32-28. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, Whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit, turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.